Bava Masra, Perek Ches, Mishnah Base 8-2. So now, following on the principles that I kind of set forth in the previous Mishnah, the Mishnah now will go in that direction. It says, Seder Nachlos Kachu, the order, the hierarchy for inheritance, is as follows. So now we're going to quote a Pasuk. This is the Pasuk from the story of Beno Slavchad, and they're getting inheritance, the girls, the daughters, since they had no brothers. It says, quote, Ish ki yamos, should a man die, uven ein lo, and he doesn't have a son, v'ha'avartem es nachalaso levito, so then you will cause his inheritance to transfer to his, the deceased man's, daughter. So this is the basis that tells you that if there are no sons, then daughters gets it. This is also the basis of two important drushes, which are part of like the basic rules of Nacha. The first is, it says, uven ein lo. The drush is, that means, of course, he has no son. So the drush is, uven ein lo, look into the sons, meaning, look at the sons have living descendants, meaning if his sons are dead, but his sons' children, i.e. his grandsons, or even great-grandsons for that matter, or granddaughters for that matter, are alive, so then they would be inheriting before their sisters, meaning the daughters of the deceased, would get. And the second thing is, it says, v'avartem, es nachalas levito, you'll cause the inheritance to be transferred instead to the daughters, if there are no sons. So that's a little of a cumbersome sort of construction. And the Gemara darshens out that it implies that there's someone else who would have been in line who you're passing over. V'havartim, you're passing over him. Who's that person? That's the father. Meaning, if a person dies, so it's his son, and then you sort of pass over a possible choice, which would be the deceased's father, and instead pass the inheritance down to the deceased person's daughter. So that is the base to tell you that failing the daughter being around to inherit, meaning a person has no living descendants whatsoever, then the direct heir would be the deceased's father, which I said yesterday in the previous recording. But the point is that the psukim never mention the father explicitly. They talk about the children and then the deceased's father's descendants, like meaning his brothers, the deceased's brothers and sisters. But that's the basis for the father getting ahead of them. Okay. The Mishnah continues on and says, therefore, Ben kodum labas, therefore a son gets priority over a daughter. V'chol yotze yirecho shel ben kodum labas. And all of the descendants, literally those who come out of his thigh, but it means the descendants of the son come before the daughter of the deceased. The idea being, like I said before, is that if there are living descendants, so they take the place of their deceased parent. So that means, just for example again, if a deceased person had a child, had a son and a daughter, and but the son died, but left over a granddaughter to the deceased. The son had a daughter. So therefore, there are two descendants. There's the deceased's granddaughter, daughter of his son, who's dead, and the deceased's daughter. So the heir would be the deceased's granddaughter, because she is Yotze Yirecho Shel Ben. She's the direct descendant of the son. And that girl, the granddaughter, is Kodmun Labas, comes before her aunt, the deceased's daughter. Basko Demis Lachin, says the Mishnah further, that the deceased's daughter gets priority over the deceased's brothers. Because remember, fourth place, first is sons and anyone who's a descendant of the son. Second is daughter, any descendant of the daughter. Third is the father. And then if there's no father, then it's descendants of the father, which means the brothers or half-brothers. So those people are in line, but the bas, the person's daughter, comes before the deceased person's brothers. So, Yotze Yerecha Shel Bas, and any descendant of one's daughter, I mean the granddaughters, etc., from the daughter, Kodmin La'achin, also come before the deceased's brother. Achin Kodmin La'acheav, the brothers of the deceased come before the uncles, the father's brothers. Yotze Yerecha Shel Achin Kodmin La'acheav, and similarly, the descendants of one's, the deceased's brothers, meaning his nieces or nephews, would come ahead of his uncles. Zehaklal, the basic principle is kol hakodem lenachala yotze yerecho kodmin. Anyone who's got a priority in terms of the hierarchy of inheritance, any of their living descendants would also have priority, even though they're dead, before any further relative. V'ha'av kodem l'chol yotzei erecho. And in every scenario, it's the father who gets priority ahead of the father's descendants. So it's the dead person and his children. Failing that, it's the dead person's deceased father. Failing that, it's the deceased father's descendants. Failing that, it's the deceased father's father who again come ahead of the father's father's descendants.